going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Inside Segment, where your questions and comments matter at 202-319-7810. Join the conversation.
Whether you watch it, read it, or listen to it, we all seem to love a salacious story. The juicier, the better. But why is there such an insatiable appetite for scandalous news? From celebrities to everyday people, shocking revelations seem to pique our interest. Good evening and welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and WHUT-TV. I'm Harold Fisher. Tonight, we explore the allure of so-called tabloid culture and its impact. Why are we so obsessed with the scandalous, the salacious, the dark, negative stories? For example, it's been the biggest black celebrity news for weeks. We were all glued to the radio on Monday morning to hear from our very own Steve Harvey and Shirley Strawberry. They addressed unsettling rumors about Harvey's marriage and the leak of a jailhouse phone call between Strawberry and her estranged, incarcerated husband.
I couldn't. It was too much. It was just too much for me at that time, you know? Okay.
You know, my wife and me, we've been getting beat up for the past 2 weeks. When something like this happens, you know, our motto has always been to never address bloggers.
Right.
And we don't give it no room or steam.
No life.
No nothing, because we know who we are and we know whose we are. And so we don't address bloggers. When this came out, it's a little bit different because it's not gossip, rumor, or malicious lie. It came from the inside circle.
And this isn't the only story people are eating up. This week it was revealed that Susanna Gibson, a Democratic candidate for the Virginia House of Delegates, performed live sex acts with her husband on a porn website and encouraged tips from viewers. This is the number one red story for the Washington Post this week. We have a lot to unpack tonight. My guests are Dr. Terry Adams, Associate Dean of the Howard University Graduate School and Director of the Howard University Initiative on Public Opinion, blogger April Banks, and multimedia journalist Nikki Mayo, and of course you. Lines are open. Give us a call. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. You can X me at HFisherWHUR, or you can find me on Instagram at Harold T. Fisher. So, thank you all for joining the conversation. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Let me start with you, Dr. Adams. What's going on with us, Dr. Adams? You know, why are people so drawn to these scandalous stories and other people's misfortunes?
Well, thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. I think it's a combination of things, but just to start the conversation, I think we're drawn to drama. I think it satisfies like an innate need or tendency towards negativity, or there's a negative bias that we have as human beings towards finding out those things that might cause danger or harm. And I think we want to be in the know all the time, and learning or hearing about how someone else's life is falling apart makes your life seem much better. And then I'll stop there.
You know, so you're a blogger, April. You know, you've got the juice is loose when you're on on the keyboard, so to speak. Why do people love the juicy stuff? I mean, you know, in public discourse, in the town hall, in the public square, everyone wants to talk about Zen and being positive and everything else. But that is not what the likes say. That is not what the readership says, whether it's bloggers or the Washington Post or anybody in between.
Yeah, I think it's all about becoming viral. Honestly, at the end of the day, just trying to get that one up upon the next person. So wanting to have that story hit so hard and wanting to be salacious, as you say, is very important. I mean, if I want to become viral, I have to be talking about what the people are talking about. I can't just talk about anything. Mm-hmm. And I'm, in order to people to understand, you know, also what is going on in the world, I like to flip it. You know, flip it so people can understand what it is. It doesn't always have to paint the ugly picture. It depends on how you look at it.
Well, how would you flip it? Because the start of that story, that, you know, that headline, there's no flip there. it's the flop. It is the whole bit of interesting information that just kind of grabs you by the wrists and pulls you in.
Well, I'm just interested. I'm nosy. You know, not nosy, but inquisitive, I would say. And knowing somebody else's issues, like the doctor said, your issues sometimes is worse, not worse, as worse as theirs. So looking at somebody else's issues makes yours a little bit more greater than looking at your own. But it's just easier that way to just look at it and say, oh my gosh, she put that up on TV, or she had a porn, you know, thing with her husband. So mm-hmm. It's like, at the end of the day, why not? Is she up for campaign too, though?
Yeah.
You know, so you can look at that. A lot of the things people do are for a reason. They don't just sometimes do it. It's a reason why they do it.
Nikki, you and I have been covering news for a really long time.
Yes.
And you remember that old saying, if it bleeds, it leads?
Written right here.
Yeah. Oh, you got
literally.
You like, got you
number
got
it, one, bleeds, no, it leads.
If it bleeds, it leads.
Number
okay.
two, mugshots really do get the clicks. Okay. Like, these are the things that people really are invested in. We do say we want to zen out, but that's a bunch of is bunk. When you look at the numbers on any website for a news organization, for a blog, Shade Room. I was looking at the Shade Room earlier to get a feel for this conversation. Real talk, people like destruction, the death, injury, and destruction. They like the chaos, the Jerry Springer effect, the carnival freak shows. That's what attracts them more. I wish I could put together a newscast that people actually stayed invested in, that was all, this is what happened, this is how it impacts you. But you want to know what they're sticking around for? Those crazy kickers. The one that says that somebody who's an elected official decided to do an OnlyFans. Mm-hmm. They're sticking around for that. So, no. If it's crazy, if it's off the wall, that will be the most popular thing pushed to the top of, yes, a Washington Post, a New York Times, all these things. None of us are above it because we're trying to make finances here, okay? So it sucks, but it's real. I wish I could change the appetite of the American public, but it's not happening anytime soon. And we don't censor a lot.
Is it... Dr. Adams, is this our appetite for drama? I mean, obviously, we're talking about things that are actually happening, but people want to be entertained, and even in their information. I mean, you know, as we say, probably one of the most important issues for years and years, decades and decades for Black people is voting. But the reality is, for a lot of people, voting is not sexy.
Right. Unfortunately, it's not. But we not need to find a way to make it sexy, because everything is at stake at this point. But I would say, kind of go back to what I was trying to hint at earlier, which is this thing about negativity bias. And it's that we, you know, tend to gravitate towards the negative news because subconsciously we crave it. And some psychologists would argue that we crave it because of our need to survive. So, you know, one time as a species, we needed to make sure we were well aware of all the things that were potential threats in our environment. And so we had to be on high alert, and we tend to process negative information more whole and completely, and it stays with us longer than positive emotions. So even though it's one of the other speakers mentioned that people want to say they want positive news, they want to experience more positive things, we tend to have this negativity bias that keeps us gravitated towards the negativity, and that is just purely out of our survival as we go back in history. Now, of course, you know, we're still human. So we're still operating with these things that drive us. But then you add a layer on top of that, and, you know, people just loving drama and wanting to watch it unfold. I think it's a perfect combination that we're experiencing now.
Nikki, you were going to say something. Yeah.
Voting can be sexy. Remember that Atlanta strip club that had the get your booty to the polls, that whole video?
Wow, I missed that one.
How did you miss that?
How did I miss that?
They even made a parody of that on P-Valley. So there's always some awkward story out there. But I'm here for the fact check, so yeah.
There you go. Yeah, thank you for that. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We are talking about our insatiable appetite for the salacious, the negative, the dark news of the day. Is it our fault? Why are we like that? If you have a comment or a question, give us a call at 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Antonio, calling from Virginia. Thanks for calling, Antonio. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for the call. Yeah, I just wanted to comment and say, you know, the negative energy is something that we've been pretty much programmed into thinking about with social media and the internet. And so it's very important for people to recognize that, you know, those are the things that sell. These are the things that can be easily monetized. It's controversy. And so it's just very important for people to recognize what agendas are going on and just see why is it that you're interested in drama as opposed to something that is towards your personal development, you or your family. And so that's where I think we are, the state of the world is connected towards negativity because that's what sells.
Thank you so much for that, Antonio. April, you are nodding your head.
So a lot of the times people do get paid for blogging and being the first come, first serve. You see it a lot of times with the Hollywood reporters. You also see it with the Shade Room, as Nikki suggested. You also see it, everything is online. So it's kind of hard not to just tap that box and just read it and just be inquisitive to what's going on. Myself, I'm not a paid blogger. I do it just
not yet. Not yet, but it could happen.
But I enjoy doing it. I enjoy kind of, again, spinning the story so people can kind of read into it. And a lot of bloggers do that, especially when it comes down to the headlines. When you go into the story, you're like, oh, that was a dud. It was a waste of my time, you know. But it's all about the title, the headlines that grabs you. You know, reality TV, you know, I'm hungry for it. Monday, Tuesday, you know, it's different shows I watch on Sunday and just talk about it. But I talk about a lot of things that people want to say, too, as well.
So let's talk about that. You talk about a lot of the things that people want to talk about. What do they want to talk about?
Look at your Facebook feed.
Yeah.
No, not mine.
No, but we can
just
learn.
Just Bible verses and waterfalls on my
Bible study. But yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. But no, look at the engagement on somebody's Facebook feed because that really shows where we kind of migrate to. And it normally is chaos. You have some people who every day they wake up and I've done it myself. They chose violence, okay? So they wake up and say, okay, I'm going to like really shake up the table today. That's the objective of the day. And it'll be something so out of left field that everyone has to chime in. It'll have like 100 different things. I'm sorry, comments on there. Meanwhile, if you just post it up, look at this school had a bake sale and they helped some kid with cerebral palsy. How much engagement is there? So we really do show people what our engagement is. I'm not talking off the top of my head with this, by the way, because I've been a social media manager. I've been the digital editor. I've sat there and looked at what sparked engagement. And sports will do it. Yes. So, yay. But even sports can turn violent. We know that.
Oh, we saw it this weekend.
There was a viral video. Yeah. Of a fight at the Commanders.
The Washington Commanders game.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's what people draw to. They draw to the chaos. And they're like looking over there like, at least it's not me. Seems to be the idea.
Okay. So you just said something. And I want Dr. Adam to talk about this because I think this is a prime example. Okay, whether it's on television, whether we're reporting it here, for example, or if it's on social media, there is a bake sale for a woman who has cancer. She needs to raise money for her medical bills. Great story, tearjerker, important story, tears at the heartstrings. But not everybody's going to see that story. But the story that everybody will see, Dr. Adams, and again, I'm not just making this up. We've seen this time and time again, is what happens when that woman, when you discover she never had cancer and that she's raising money and she's spending that money on, you know, nightclubs, fast cars, and bills.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, that story rises to the top of the feeds. It's in the news. I'll ask Nikki in a minute, but from your perspective, why is that story more important than the original story of trying to raise money to pay bills, to pay for medical bills?
I think because people love sensationalism and things that are just entertaining, shocking, surprising, things that make them feel better about their own lives. Like, I might not have my act together, but at least I'm not out here doing X, Y, and Z. I think that's part of why people feed in and love these stories, because it does make them feel better about their own lives, and it's sensational. I mean, how can you not click to learn or know more about one of these stories that you said at the top? Congressperson.
Or a candidate for the Virginia House. Yeah.
Right. I mean, it's like, how can you not want to know more about that story?
Yeah, and honestly, I'm not sure if I do want to know more about that story. Yeah, I get exactly what you're saying.
Doesn't meld in with your whole Bible study thing you're doing.
It really,
yeah, okay.
It does not.
Yeah.
But to to that point, Nikki, I'm so glad we brought you onto this program. Why is that example that I used? Why is that so much more news than the original example of somebody?
Okay, the original example, yeah. People will look for opportunities. Like, you'll see it in the comments, so this is not my opinion at all. But they'll look for opportunities to blame the victim. Okay, you know what? You deserve this somehow. Even with cancer, they'll find a way. Well, you shouldn't have ate, insert some weird thing, blah, blah, blah. That's why you deserve it. So I think there's less empathy there. There's more people who are stricken with ailments, more people who are without houses. We all know someone who is without, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, well, I could give to my friend that I care about. I'm not going to give to you. But when they come out to be a scammer in that situation, because remember you said the opposite was, what if we find out that this person happens to be a scammer and that this was all made up? Then we want to do a public crucifixion. We just want to like throw stones and like say shame, 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 shame. That's where we're like, pile on is major. Doxing becomes an issue. Swarming and swatting, all the bad things that can happen on online. I don't know why there is a release that people seem to have, some type of desire to inflict injury and pain, but we are big with mob and swarm mentalities.
Yeah. But and by the way, you all are having your organization's having a conversation similar to, real quick, talk to us about that.
No problem at all. Yes. We're going to have an event tomorrow. It's a virtual discussion called Black Women Unmuted. Covering Black women in politics and policymaking spaces, taking the sisters off mute one story at a time. And we're going to go back in time and talk about the four little girls that we lost in Birmingham and, what was their legacy, but also the other young women and girls that were lost or pretty much paid in blood in the civil rights movement. That's tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern, obviously. And if you want more information, want to register for it, it's on blackwomen.com, blackwomenunmuted.com. Register there, jump on, join the conversation. We're going to have Sonia Ross, who is my editor-in-chief of Black Women Unmuted, Aaron Haynes from the 19th, and a student from Spelman College, who's also a John Lewis scholar.
There you go. Thank you so much. Real quick, we've got phone calls. Vernie from D.C., we're going to talk to you. Velda from Waldorf. But I've got to mention this also, because here was another story. And this has got to be a big... This wasn't a celebrity story, April.
Okay.
The Carly Russell story out of Alabama.
Oh, God.
Oh, why?
Who? For why?
Why? Yeah. why was that... I was riveted.
Oh, I was too.
Okay, so help me with this. Yeah, I'll give you a minute because before the break. Why were you so riveted?
I don't know why. Like, sometimes we look at stuff and we just don't know why we're into it. I just wanted to see what was going on. And so I got a background in law enforcement. So my tune is a little bit more different than a regular person. And when I'm looking, I'm like, well, dang, I'm looking for clues.
Thank you.
When I'm doing it, I'm not looking for, like, just the normal thing that other people are looking at. I'm looking at it like, okay, she left her car.
Mm-hmm.
All right, her wig is off. Like, we know sisters keep our wigs on, so,
And there's a baby by the side of the road.
There's a baby by the side of the road.
Track star baby, because, made some ground.
I mean, so, like, at the end of the day, it's all about, it's sad at the outcome of it, because we all, a lot of the people pitch money in to try to help her mom and everyone, you know, combed the areas where she, you know, was lost at. But yeah, that was just a douchey story. I'm sorry.
It really was. And I think a lot of people were kind of dancing on a grave once they found out that this was not the case. We're going to talk about that a little bit more also. As I said, Vernie from D.C., we're going to talk to you. Do not hang up. Velda from Waldorf, we're going to talk to you as well. We are going to take a break, but don't forget you can hear every edition of the Daily Drum Inside segment via podcast. That is on WHUR.com. And don't forget to download the 96.3 HD2 app on your smartphone and hear the program live in its entirety. As I said, if you're on the phone, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, channel 141, 96.3 HD2, and on WHUT-TV. I'm Harold Fisher. Iron Waller is in for John Mons with the original Quiet Storm. That's on WHUR. We'll be back in just a bit.